Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. And this is a real metaphysical something going on here. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host Tracy Mahan. Woo! And we have as our moderator and super duper question master, Tiffany,
The question master.
Woo
Okay.
hoo! Okay,
So,
so.
because it was such a fun time getting to go live today, I'm all discombobulated. I think I want you guys to ask questions. But first, let's talk to Julia and see what she wants.
I want you to tell us where you're from. Always do that. That's really super cool. And it's good for you. It's good for all of us to know just what we're doing out there. Okay. Where we are, and that we're all together and we're doing our work. You're shining your light, and that is super important. So, that lights up the grid. That does so many things. But just right now, just know that saying where you're from and just being full of joy,
Every
that
time
does.
I think of it like in the stadiums when everybody turns their cell phone lights on or whatever and
Oh,
lights up the
yeah.
whole stadium and just looks beautiful and you can just get a real grasp of how many people are there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think of. And it's
That's
happening
cool.
all around the world, just like that.
It is.
How
So,
many of
yeah.
you got the Wear Your Blue memo today? We did it again.
Yeah, we did it. I didn't ask. I meant to ask Tiffany. I was trying to ask, and then we had all this other stuff start happening. So, Tiffany, are you in blue too, or what's your
No,
color?
I'm in green. Sorry.
Okay.
I think it's a Palladian blue day. Maybe there's going to be
Maybe.
Palladian ships and messages coming in.
Ooh, cool. Very
Just go with
cool.
that. We'll go with that. So let's hear from all of you guys. Get in here. Come on. Come on, everybody. Let's get going. And sorry, producer's in gray, so apparently we were the only ones who got the
I
memo.
guess so.
Yeah, and it's pretty fun because usually right before the show, I'm thinking, oh, I've worn this shirt all day, I'll go put on a fresh shirt or something, and I change my top almost every time, and I'm always drawn to a certain something, and then today I wasn't even thinking about it. Threw this on, came, sat down, we logged on. And I'm like, of course. Here we are in our blues.
Yep,
But
absolutely.
yeah, so if you guys would like to ask us questions, and we would love to answer your questions or at least ponder them, what we would like is for you to ask your questions by putting Tiffany in capital letters. And
Everybody ask it
then,
by putting a heart.
yeah, you can put emojis. There's so many different ways to do that. That one. Put emojis, put Tiffany in the sky, beautiful question master, butterfly Tiffany. You missed it. Your cue for the butterfly.
I did.
And
I'll get better.
that will get her attention so you can ask your questions. What kind of questions do you have? We want to know. So, what else do we got to talk about? Because I didn't listen to the energy of the week, so my
Okay, you
apologies.
didn't listen to it, but what, let's make our own energy update.
Our
What are
own
you
energy.
feeling? You know, what do you think it's like? What are you picking up on?
Let's go there. I feel like, we've been talking about things shifting and getting into something better. What's, like we've been purging and purging and purging. And hey, what's this? Oh, we're going to purge some more. I feel like we've been through the purge. And now we're stepping into a little more ease, a little more direction, a little more flow. Things are starting to
Nice.
happen, pick up, move in a direction again. That stuck feeling starting to loosen up and move. Those kind of things feel like they're happening. That's what I pick up on. What do you get?
I like that. I like that. Yeah, it feels easier. Now, today was kind of a odd day, but it ended up, I mean, what started, I mean, it was good, and then it was like odd and like hitting things, and then all of a sudden everything starts smoothing out and just flowing. So it's
Yeah.
like maybe just take a beat, take a breath, and it moves again.
I love that. There's you saying that was making me think of something, but it's not a full thought yet, and I can't it but it falls under, we create our own realities, and it just feels like We've talked about other timelines, how we're starting to experience and maybe even remember more than one timeline at a time. And then that confusion of which one's real, which one's not, that kind of thing. I feel like there's still a lot of that going on where, but it's more normalizing now. It's almost like, oh, it's okay. It's like when you learn to ride a bike. At first, it's a little clumsy and then you get really good at it. Well, now I just feel like there's this awareness that there's many things going on.
Yeah, it's this, and then
Elevated.
it levels out. This
Yeah.
levels out. So it's like new challenge, new learning, new whatever, and then it levels out. That's where it normalizes. You settle, it settles in, you get familiar with that, and then now it's time for a new concept, new whatever. And it's like,
Yeah.
oh my gosh, everything's crazy. And then it normals out. It's like, wow, what was the big deal? It's all okay.
It's always okay. Yeah.
Always
That
okay.
part's so cool. It's like getting used to the idea. It's always going to be okay. We're being leveled up. I was talking about that today with a friend of mine where, it's kind of like, okay, so this is what I've been kind of going through and these ups and downs and all the things, but through it all, I'm always taken care of, and sometimes that looks different than I think it is because, we have to let go of our attachment to things, right? And certain structures that we have, like, okay, I'm used to this being my source to pay bills, and I'm used to this being my source to, like my pickup breaking down, like getting around, and this is how I navigate and drive around and get where I need to be. Well, that broke down, and things got shifted around with money, and all these things were happening. And it's like, but in all of that, I knew that I'm being, this is how we reform, right? It's like we're in the chrysalis, we're that butterfly in the, or caterpillar in the chrysalis. And it's like all these things that we're used to start getting broken apart so that the new things can come in and new structures can come in. And that's the time we don't need to flounder like fish out of water. We need to start going, how do I want that to form? What do I want to take place?
Right,
And
but that's why I was doing this. It's like you want to just flow with it. You
be
want
in
to,
the
you don't want
flow,
to, you
yeah.
know, when you get rigid, or it's like it has to go this way or any of these things, then that's where it gets really uncomfortable because there's
Yeah.
resistance, there's expectations, there's all kinds of things. You just want to be flexible and fluid and move with it and
And yeah,
trust that you're fine and it's just changing.
it is. And I think that when we can fall into that trust, when we can be like, okay, I'm in the middle of something that doesn't fit what I know to be safe, but I know I'm okay. I know I'm going to be okay. And I know it always works out and it's going to work out. And you just keep reminding yourself that when you go through this stuff, you guys, because if you think back on everything in your life, you've always been okay.
Even the very worst things.
Yeah, you're going to get through them and you'll be okay. And so, yeah, here's another thing that's been interesting. And then we can go to Tiffany with all the everybody's, where are you from? So if you haven't done that yet, get in there, put where you're from. Tiffany's about to shout it out. And we want to hear your name. But death. Death has been also like a whole new level of understanding. And I don't even know if I'm at liberty to share this story, but we went to South Dakota with all of this beautiful ceremony and all the things. And then, and I don't remember if I shared this or not last week about the funeral that I went to that was like,
No.
oh, so the day after I got back from South Dakota, I went to a funeral. It was one of my mom's dearest friends. And I don't even want to, it was the worst thing I've ever experienced. There was nobody talking. It was graveside, and we thought, somebody would do a service and then, we would all part from there. It was basically, we showed up to watch them put her in the ground. There was nobody talking, nothing happening. And I'm trying to make this as gentle as I can because if I paint the picture that we saw, you guys would be with me like, There was just like, even my dad said, even in the cowboy shows, the bad guy gets shot, they bury him and say something over the grave before they leave. And it's like, I know. And it just was like nothing. Now, that being said, I feel like this friend of mom's is on the other side watching us, and almost like in a laughter about it, like, we're so attached to all of this, right? And it's kind of like, it's okay, I'm
It's
fine, I'm
showing the
on the other
respect,
side.
it's
And
paying respects, it's all these different things. But the other
but
thing is, a
it's
person on the other side
trust.
can probably hear all the thoughts and those, that were going on.
And to some degree, just almost comical how disconnected that funeral was.
Interesting.
Just like, but it was just like, wow, coming from something that was so connected and everything so ceremonial to something that's like, there's the hole, put her in it, let's go. And it was like, what just happened? And so, but that got me in this space where I was just thinking about death and afterlife, and it feels so simple that it's just kind of like, okay, it's like we're so attached to these bodies, and yet when we go, we're just gonna exit this body and be like off to the next thing. And we're gonna probably still be energetically connected to the others that are still here, but I don't think we're attached at all to the vehicle we leave.
At
So
that point, no, once we're gone, what? Because that mom did a lot of research on that when she was doing so all those sessions and everything, and the compilation of it, the majority of the because she kept getting a lot of things the same and everything. And so it went into the book Between Death and Life. And it
yeah.
was talking about, it was probably in some others too, but it was really in that one. It's like what happens at that point. And they said it's just like you get up from one chair and you go sit in another. It's that easy. And so it's a sensation of being cold. You get cold and then it's it. And then you get up out of the chair and you go to the other chair. I
You go to
mean,
the next
it's
one.
very.
And what's interesting to me is because this just set the mind going, right? As like getting into the whole idea that I'm not just this body. And if I meditate, I can astral travel, I can move dimensions, I can visit otherworldly things, I can communicate with other beautiful star beings. I've done all of these things, so I know I'm not just this body. And I've been shown that my soul will leave this body and go to other avatars or other bodies, just like, and a friend of mine was like, how does that work, avatars? And I was like, well, the way they're showing it to me is like, you have a car, right? Like, or a vehicle. And if you don't have one, I'm sorry, this may not relate to you, but you have a vehicle, and you drive around, you get around in that vehicle. But then when you go on a trip, what do you do? You rent a car,
Rent
you
a
get a
vehicle,
different
yeah.
vehicle, you get an Uber, you're in a different vehicle, you travel around, and you just jump into that and you get where you need to go. And then when you travel again, you just to another spot, you just get in that vehicle and travel around. So it's not any different. Like, these are vehicles.
That's a good analogy.
And it was like, and it, so for me, this upgrade that's been happening is just bringing this all into, it's all stuff that I know and have understood, but it just like an even deeper understanding of it. And it's just like, okay, so this friend that, the graveside service was a little, I would never want to repeat that, but she was probably just standing there going, oh, look at these guys are all horrified right now, and I'm right here. I'm, and doing her thing. But she wasn't attached to it, and it's all good. It's all good. So, all right, let's get to Tiffany and get some fun going. Let's find out where everybody's from.
So we have Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, another Florida, England, Florida.
Florida's in the house.
They are.
Okay.
Canada, Seattle, Alabama, Ohio, it's another Canada, New
Yeah, you're
York,
ding, ding,
South
ding.
Carolina, Barbados, the
Ooh, that's a
UK,
little
Arizona,
bit.
Minnesota, South Dakota, Missouri,
Ooh, that's getting close.
Georgia, Virginia, New Mexico, another Florida, Michigan, New Zealand.
New Zealand, that's way
That's
over
pretty
there.
cool. Yeah. Nova Scotia, North Carolina, Portland, Oregon, Tracy.
Ooh, yay! Very close.
San Antonio,
That's in
hello,
your neck of the
Texas.
woods.
Netherlands,
All right. That's good.
Australia, Colorado,
Florida.
Canada, New Zealand, Bly,
Wow.
Oregon. Do you know where that is?
I'm gonna have to Google it.
California. Some more Washington, Indiana, Virginia, Germany.
Wow. I've been hearing a lot of Germany today. That is really
Really?
cool.
Hello, Germany. How are you?
Oh, someone's from Austin, so hello. I have to say hello.
That's right. Keep up with them.
Yep.
Beautiful. Well, hello,
Yeah,
everybody,
you guys
all
need to
around
get
the world.
together. You and, yeah, Tiffany, you'll have to arrange it, but get together there.
Just hit your camera button just really quick. Just real quick. No? Okay. We're trying to arrange that facial meet and greet.
Siloam Springs.
Oh, that's very close.
There you go.
Very close. Yep.
I love it.
Right.
Well, thank you guys for being here with us. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All the lights are shining. The stadium is lit up.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah,
The last time we had that experience, I mean, you may have had one since, but it was when we went to the Barry Manilow concert
oh
in
yeah,
Austin last year.
that's fun.
And it did. They had one of those moments, and all the lights came on me, all the single light. It was just, it's amazing.
I had my Barry shirt on the other day, and my niece kept looking at me for kind of funny, and because it's a big heart with the Barry across it. She's like,
She's like, "Who's Barry? Who's your
yeah, she's
Barry?"
giving me this weird look, and she goes, "Why are you wearing a shirt that hearts Barry?" I said, "Oh, Barry Manilow." And she's like, "Oh." And it's almost like I wanted to pull it up and show her who he was. She probably knows, but it was still kind of like, okay, Barry Manilow, you're wearing a t-shirt for Barry. Okay. It was fun. I enjoyed it. All right. Should we jump into questions or?
Absolutely. Yeah,
Okay.
we'll just flow. We're gonna flow with this one.
We've got the question master.
This question, kind of a question, is from Candace. Hey, Tiffany, angelic queen of epiphanies.
Ooh.
Did both ladies plan on coordinating and wearing blue today to enhance chatting with throat chakra colors?
Ooh.
There's
Yeah,
another thing.
the
That took
chakra, but
that to
no,
the
we did not
next.
plan this.
No, in fact, we talked about it when we first logged on that. I was telling everybody that at the beginning, before the show starts, I usually go and put a new top on from the one that I've been wearing all day. And so I went in my closet and grabbed this one out and put it on, logged on, and here's Julia in her blue. And I didn't know she was wearing that today. So,
Yeah, we don't strategize beforehand. We
no, we even had a conversation beforehand, and never once did I say, "What are you wearing?" Of course, that might have sounded weird, but. Yeah. Just checking in. What are you wearing? No. But yeah, this is just how we work. Actually, I changed my shirt after I talked to you. I wonder if I was just tapping in.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Interesting. But yes, thank you for noticing. We're twinning.
We are.
Perfect. Okay, question master.
Oh, wonderful, gracious, lovely Tiffany.
Wow.
Been
Just
running
her head's
into.
gonna get big.
Oh, yeah, I'm not gonna be able to fit out of my house.
No.
Been running into problems lucid dreaming. I've tried at least 2 times now, but something keeps stopping it. What could be the reason why I run into issues?
With lucid dreaming. That's a good question.
It
I know
is.
that I've been hearing a lot from people that they've been getting lots of dreams lately.
I have too.
So.
I mean, I've been having interesting dreams lately. And so, I mean, they've taken on a different twist. And so that's a good question here is like, maybe let's look at in general, take a poll. Are you noticing anything different with your dreams?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, mine have definitely the last 2 nights, or maybe, yeah, somewhere like that. It's like it's been different. And they're got a similar theme.
Yeah. It's making me think about my dreams because I remember last night thinking, oh, I'm seeing this because I watched that show tonight and it's just, and it was kind of playing out like the show I was watching, and I literally am thinking that in my dream state. Oh, I'm just seeing this because I watched that show. So that's a little lucid. But
Yeah,
yeah,
when
I
you
don't
start
understand the
communicating
block.
inside the dream, you know it's a dream and you're communicating within it and con doing not controlling necessarily, but
You're in
it's more
awareness,
that
you're in it. Yeah.
you're in it. You know that it's a dream and you can now start maneuvering things. I think maybe where there's some problems here is maybe you're trying to control it, and it's not necessarily about controlling the dream. It's about being aware, one, that it is a dream, and then maneuvering within that. I'm thinking out loud here to see if that's possibly still controlling. What felt to me was that's what I was getting is like, it's the control part, and it sounds like you're trying to control it, and that's not the dream state. It's not to be controlled. It's
Yeah.
more about awareness that it is. And they talk about, I think there's different things said about if you can do different things within that lucid dreaming state. I've heard just, it's like that's why I feel like people try to do a lot within that, it's when they
I
get
think
there, but.
so too. I am getting, just for fun, I'm going to put this out here, and if it resonates, take it, and if it doesn't, don't, because what we want you to have discernment. What I'm getting is that you are in training at night right now, and that's why you're not able to lucid dream. There is something about the dream, or if you do have a dream or a dream state that you need to take note of, there's something in that for you, but there's something else going on, and that's why you're not able. So you're not being blocked. You're busy. You're busy, and that's why you're not going into the lucid part. But if there is a dream, maybe write it down because it feels like there's a message in the dream for you. So that's just another flip to the coin. But
Yeah,
the trying aspect is huge. When we
it
go into
is.
trying,
Yeah. Yeah. You want to just
we
allow
build
these
brick
things.
walls with trying.
Yeah.
So
Absolutely.
yeah. And I feel like that. Yeah, with all of that information, something's going to shift and you're going to have a cool experience. So enjoy that. Buckle up. It's like a roller coaster, right? All right. Butterfly
What's that
Question
saying? Buckle
Master.
up, buckle
Buckle up. Yeah.
Anyway, but have fun with it. Yeah, I just keep getting the feeling. It's like let go, allow, and then you will see it. It'll work with you rather than you. I feel like you're pushing. It's that you're pushing against it, and that's what's causing any issues. Like what you were saying.
I feel like when we're talking about this, I mean, yes, there's one person to ask that question, but I feel like there's a whole lot of people that needed to hear that answer.
Yeah.
So now everybody start your dream journals, keep track. You're gonna find some messages in there. All right, should we get Buttercup off the cloud and get her talking to us?
Buttercup, butterfly.
Butterfly. Little Question Master Butterfly. We
I
don't
had a
have this.
dream that I was in an adult singing competition. Oh,
Oh,
cool.
I want to be
Okay.
there in the audience when you do that. Could you dream me into that?
I didn't actually get to the part of singing.
It was all the build up to it, all the preparatory.
Well, it was the whole walking around. You know how there's always that? It's like you find
Yeah.
somebody that you know, and then you're like, oh, I'm also here for a singing competition. And then you just walk around in circles. And then I found out I was supposed to go on at 1:15. And then I was like, oh, I have
Oh.
a 15-minute slot. Do I have to sing for that whole time? And then you just walk around some more. The end.
Maybe you were experiencing an alternate timeline.
Maybe,
But
but
we got very
115,
quiet.
things like that are that are specific. Those are things.
Yeah, I would look that
What
up.
I don't know, but they are things.
What are we doing? 115 in the dream journal. Let's anyway. I go ahead and ask the question while I navigate
Okay.
through the dream journal here.
This is from Heidi. Tiffany, I am a new practitioner in St. Louis, Missouri, and I would love to know more about Dolores's early years in this city, where she went to school, her home neighborhood, any details.
Oh my gosh.
My clients
I
and I would sure get a kick out of it. Thank you, Julia.
That's a great question. And mom could have answered
Yeah.
it. And I probably knew it at one time when we lived there because we lived there again later when I was little. And I can tell you about that place, but where she lived, I don't know. She did say that, no, maybe that's not a good thing to say. It's not such a nice neighborhood now. I'll just, you know, where she, but it was, you know, it was fine at that time, but it's just, you know, things shift. And I don't even know, that was years ago. So that could have even shifted again.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the school, I couldn't tell you. You know, again, I'm sure she told all of that when we were living there. I mean, we probably even went and toured the neighborhood and saw her house, and because her parents were living, we were all living together in this beautiful old house. It was really cool. It was haunted. It was, and so yeah, and that one was right across, gosh, I was gonna say I can remember it, and I'm drawing a blank now. It's this big park that had this church. And it, we went to that church, and we'd always go, walk across that park to get to the church. And it had a big skate, a big lake or a pond in it that would freeze in the winter, and we'd go ice skating on it. If that's ringing any bells, that'll tell you where it is, where we were. But it was a long street that this is a big park, so we were living across from that park. But yeah, I'm sorry I can't tell you mom's when she was there.
Betty
Oh, okay.
Hutchard's dream book. 115. So ones twice is saying new beginnings, oneness with God, or unity of life. Five is change taking place now or very soon. And then to sing is expression of joy, happiness, harmony, healing energy, uplifts your spirit, raising Kundalini or life energy. And then it's kind of like praises to God or Lord or universe, whatever you want to call it, higher self, spirit of life. So I look at this now thinking, okay, you're pacing and you're waiting to sing. And they're trying to tell you 115, you're going to sing. They're saying that there's a new beginning coming and it's going to change. And when that change happens, you're going to be singing to the rooftops, girl. Joy and happiness.
And it was reinforced again by she has a 15-minute slot.
Yes, the
So that's those
15-minute
numbers
slot. So
again.
the 1 in 5 comes again. Yeah. New beginnings. And you're on in 15. No. How long did you have to wait? Do you know how long you're.
No, I don't recall what time it was. I just know
You
that I
just knew
saw
you were at
those numbers.
115
Yeah.
for 15-minute slot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're queuing up for a big change that's going to make you sing.
Oh, well, thank you, Tracy.
Cool.
Okay.
Very
I'll
cool.
take it. That resonates with me.
It's better than wondering why you were pacing around at this audition, right? That's pretty cool. All right. What do you
Okay.
got for us?
This is from Alex. Lovely Tiff Tiff. So good to see you guys live. Can you talk a bit about what grid work means?
What you're doing whenever you shine your light, you're doing grid work.
Yeah. So we have these etherical grids or the grids of the earth, the meridian lines. We also have them in our own bodies, the meridians or the grids. And just keeping those open and flowing and the energy that's moving through the grids. Like when you're thinking about the etherical grid or the collective consciousness as a grid, right? Like when we're doing the work to do the healing and to find resolution and love and resolve, these are all, think of them like programs that are going into that grid so that the next person that is resonating with that will easily be able to pull that into their reality now. So that's grid work. In my opinion, that's what grid work is. It's like a
Yeah, and
super.
yeah, there's it's energy. It's energy work. I mean, because that's an energetic grid. I just know that whenever I've felt like, I mean, I've seen the grid when I've been waking up. You know, like I'll see sometimes the grid. I feel like it is. It's the energy. It's us. It's spreading the light. It's keeping everything flowing. It's like what you were saying there. So it's things like that. Yeah, if there's any, and I'm not seeing any, I guess I'm looking at it right now, so it's really interesting. It's like, what would we be doing when we're doing it? And I think it's just making it clean and flowing. You know, I keep
Yeah.
thinking blocks, blocks, but there aren't any.
There aren't any
There's any
blocks. It's
blocks.
just what's flowing through the grid right now. Like it's kind of, well, they use that 100th monkey as an example of grid, you know, like collective consciousness when they were teaching the monkeys to wash the potatoes. And then on the other side of the continent, monkeys started washing the potatoes, right? We are influencing each other through these grids. So the more people that are stepping into their awakening, for instance, you know, it's like, where's New Earth? Well, we're creating it as we all step into this together, and we're influencing that grid together with like-mindedness. It is influencing and helping others to step into that flow as well.
Yeah,
So,
I like that.
it's good. It was a good question. It's a good thinking question. So, yeah. Oh, she unmuted. She must
Yeah,
have another one.
they're saying it's good to check in on the grid every so often. So what we're doing when you ask that, because we're all looking at it now and check and tapping into it, and then they were just saying that's good to do every so often. So I guess it makes it, you know, because we're more conscious of it, so it does a different level
Yeah.
to it. I mean, we do all this work all the time anyway on this other level, and when we're asleep and things like that, but this, by bringing our conscious awareness to it, that's a whole other dynamic. So,
Love
and
it.
and that's part of what we're doing when we say
Going
where we're from.
up
See, that's that consciousness
the
that we're bringing to it. So
Well, you know, that's probably because you've been wanting to really know what happens when we ask for that information. Collectively, we are coming together and putting that flow into the grid.
Absolutely.
All right.
I love
I'm going to do it just for the reaction of Julia. Butterfly Tiffany.
You changed it up.
I did. I thought, oh, let's do it this way.
She
See what
threw
would
me off
happen.
with that.
What does that look like if I do it this way? It's probably better this way.
It looks like something like the wall shadow thing. See you too. You know, if somebody just muted this and watched us, I wonder if what the, yeah, we're okay.
Everybody flapping your wings now? Do
I
it.
hope
Do
you
it with
guys
us.
are enjoying
What
this.
can we
Come on.
create if we all do this at
We're
once?
all doing it. Come on, you guys.
Literally the butterfly effect.
Love it.
Oh my God. That was such a good and quick answer.
Exactly.
A witty one in the sky. What do you have for us next?
This is from Frank. You can fast forward to stuff at the end of the show today. Beautiful Tiffany, daughter of Julia. Question: how can I connect with more Australian QHHT practitioners for a gathering to share love and experience?
You know what I'm going to say? Contact Judy. Hold
Because
of
she
Judy.
loves to have get-togethers.
I think that would be fun for you guys to do that. But Judy
I mean, you
Koku.
can look at the list of practitioners, you can contact them. You can get on the forum and say, hey, I'm wanting to do this. And but Judy does get-togethers every so often, so that might be maybe join in with hers.
Even if it's just if we, because Australia is a huge place, so you might just start with Zoom meetups and get to know each other and figure out a place to gather, maybe it would be cool.
Yes.
So,
Judy Koku is who we're talking about.
yeah. Go look her up, send her some love and some emails and messages. Don't tell her we sent you. No.
I was thinking she might be on here. She's on here a lot of times.
Sometimes she is. Yeah, I was looking over at the thing to see if her name popped up. But yeah, she would be delightful. Even if you just get a chance to know Judy, you'll enjoy that. So
Absolutely.
yeah, I love it. Okay, Australia's hooking up. What else we got?
This is from Paige. Hi, Tiffany in the Sky with Diamonds.
Ooh,
Why is
so.
it that when I make a giant leap forward, the next day I feel horrified, like my old self rearing its ugly head? Why is that?
Because you leaped forward. Yeah,
I
you
mean,
got out
the
of your
answer was
comfort
right
zone.
there.
You went up here, and the old you, I mean, or conscious mind you, it's trying to catch up. That's your physical body or whatever. It's trying to catch up energetically. And it can be scary at first because it's like, what just happened? It's all different. It's all new. It freaks out, and that's what it's not trying to hold you back. It just doesn't understand what just happened. And so it's that's where we just breathe and give physical part of us time to catch up. And that happens a lot with all the frequency changes and things where we're moving forward. All these parts of us move at different rates. And so then it's like, okay, move and then allow the rest to catch up. And then that's kind of that again, isn't it? That's that leveling
Yeah,
up.
well, and it's also making me think of the timeline thing too, where we're experiencing more than one timeline. So maybe it could even be that on one timeline there was hesitation, and the other one there was the leap forward. So you're feeling the timeline of hesitation catch up and move into the energy of leaping forward. There's a lot of different ways to answer that.
Yeah, on this one, you
But
made the decision.
congratulations on stepping forward.
Yeah.
That's the big, big, beautiful moment of it. Yeah, but there's a lot of things that could be going on with that. Either way, you're probably healing something. Maybe you're doing something that is affecting the lineage or the ancestral thing. There's a lot of things that are going on with that, and it sounds like it was pretty important. So good job. Right, how are we doing for time? It looks like we're doing okay for time. Do we have more questions, my little twinkle bell diamond in the sky?
Oh, we do.
Wonderful.
This question is from Fawn.
Hello, Fawn.
Tiffany, beautiful, sparkly unicorn.
Nice. They
Why
know you.
does it seem that when one works with establishing healthy boundaries, that person always seems to pop up? LOL. I saw 444 afterwards and thanked my counsel.
Yeah, that's them letting you know. Yeah, they're with you. So I think that's just some it's a test for ourselves, maybe.
That's kind of what I don't like to say that we test ourselves, but you have to know where you're at with it in the conscious reality. So when you've been working on something, then something, either that same person or circumstance
Someone
or
else.
whatever, will show up again to see where you're at with it and your growth around that.
Right.
So that's
Because
kind of the
we
same
want to
answer.
know, I mean, whether you want to call it a test or not, but we maybe a reevaluation of
Yeah,
where we are with our
evaluating where you
progress.
are.
Or yeah, it's like I want to see where I am with this now. I set the boundaries. Am I doing it? Am I utilizing them or whatever? What am I doing here? Let's bring you around again to see what I do. And you might do that a couple, three more times. I don't know. It just, you want to, it depends on where you are with that and your growth. And I want to make sure it's really done.
It's
So,
kind of
okay,
like
let's bring
we really
it
want to make sure we get the hint, and we
Yeah.
solidify it.
And then you'll get to a point where there's actually you are numb. You have a neutral stance about it and you don't care. That's when it stops.
Yeah.
Because you are.
What I would say, if this person shows up and there's still a trigger there of some sort, go explore the feelings around that. Know you know how to do that, Fawn. And just dive into the feelings around it, see where that takes you. Be honest with the feelings. This is such a journey to, like, it's so powerful, you guys, to just be with the feelings. Don't push anything away. If it's there in front of you, maybe you're not ready to handle it just yet, but give yourself a day or whatever and then face it, because when you can get real with those feelings and understand them, then they don't have to loom around in the background and, be looking over your shoulder. You'll be able to release that. Well, I don't even want to say release it. You're going to be able to accept it. And then, I mean, it's a part of you. It's your mirror. It's reflecting something. So what is it reflecting? What does it bring?
Exactly. And that's what I mean,
Station
like
is it
that, then you
down?
get to that neutral place with it.
Yeah, and then it's almost like you're so grateful it was there so you could find this neutral space. So
And you move
have
on to
fun.
something else.
Have fun with it, right? Like, okay, this is showing up and this is making me uncomfortable. So why is it making me uncomfortable?
I mean,
My
our tendency, but that
reaction.
would be the trigger reaction. It's like, why? Why do you keep coming back? Why? What is going on here? And it's like, so if we go, it's like, so maybe laugh next time. Oh, here we go again. Just, okay, I guess I'm still working on this. Okay. And then have that maybe attitude about it. And then you're not resisting and you're embracing it and seeing it. You know, what is it there to teach you? What are you still trying to work on?
Yeah, I think a big transformation for all of us. There's transformation out there, but especially Tiffany with her dream of 115, change all the things. Tiffany's going through it. She's going to come out with her what? Butterfly
All singing. Thank you.
while singing joyous songs in harmony. So
Oh, you didn't want it off key?
I did not.
I kind of was really looking forward to that part of the dream to see how great. Was I going to rock it or was it going to be so
And what
bad?
kind of music are you going to sing? Do you know?
No, like it was literally like I just showed up there and then I was like, oh, I'm supposed to sing. Cool. I don't even know what I'm singing. And I have
And
to sing for 15 minutes.
wow, 15 minutes. You don't know what kind of backup you have. Like, are you going all vocal or is there going to be instruments with this? Are you playing a guitar, a piano?
No,
You
I think it was
don't
just people literally on a stage singing into a microphone. So I guess you could think of it like American Idol.
Okay. Yeah.
It wasn't American Idol. It was like back when I used to have to go to band competitions and you would stand in
Oh.
a room and play your flute and then they would tell you how terrible you did because I was not good at the flute.
Who made you play that? Was it
I mean, she
your mom?
didn't
Not my
make
friend.
me, but she put the idea in my head by
That it
having
was a good
played one
instrument.
herself.
If it makes you guys any happier, my kids like the drums. It was the drums and the trumpet, I think, was the other
Okay.
instrument.
Out instruments.
Loud. But I liked going to the competitions because they were, those things are kind of fun to watch. The bands doing all their things with the.
Oh, those competitions, what she's talking about would be when you go and you're in a room by yourself. It's you doing solo work.
Oh, no.
You're playing
Nobody
and
likes
you're in
that.
front of 3 to 4
Why is
judges.
that a thing?
That's a competition. That's and then you're placing, you're placing. They evaluate you and you get places.
It was weird too because they didn't look at you. They sat with their back to you. So you literally just played what was on a stand and then left the room.
Oh, I don't
So they
remember
didn't
them not
even spin the
looking.
chair and hit the
No,
button like they do
I
on
don't even
TV.
recall them talking to me.
Yeah, I don't think they talk. You just come in and play.
Oh my God. Who
Can I
comes
start
up
over?
with this
Don't
stuff?
care.
It's like, what's a way to make myself nervous to the point of vomiting? Well, I'm going to go play an instrument for three people that are facing their backs to me, and I'm going to lose sleep
You
over
might win a ribbon. I knew I wasn't going to. I just
You
humored
guys,
my
we
friend.
designed this world. We designed it. And look at the stuff we put ourselves through. How awesome. I love that. So the competitions my kids would do were marching band things. So that was fun to watch. All these
And
schools
those were
doing
fun.
the
Those are
marching band
fun
thing.
too. I mean, they were nerve-wracking, but fun.
Yeah. Okay. Do we have any other questions before we bore these guys to death with our analogy of the flute?
I mean, we're getting lots of laughs in the comments,
That's
so
good.
I think
Glad you're
they enjoy
entertained.
it. This
Anybody
comes,
else out there play the flute?
yeah, someone did actually. They
Cool.
played the. Let me see. I
Did you
missed
ever
it.
play it to three
Tamara.
strangers while their backs face to
I guess she just said sounds so intimidating. So I guess not. This is from Heather.
All right.
Hello, terrific
Hey,
Tiff.
we like
Love
Heather. Thank you.
it. Some people think New Earth means people are going to be in a different dimension, others a different planet, others that people are raising consciousness and just less low vibrations on the earth. Can you explain how you see it?
Two of the three, different dimension on this earth. That's
Yeah,
how
it's another
I see
frequency. It's a higher
it. Yeah.
frequency, and it's just shifting that. And
What
it's an
was
individual trip for each person.
yeah, like when you take the pencil and you do this and you shake it fast enough that it's hard to see it, that you're vibrating it out of, it's faster than our physical eyes can catch it. It's like the fairy realm. It's right here with us, but different frequency where it exists in a different plane.
Yeah, and we're all moving. The earth is doing it. That's her natural progression. And then we have chosen, all of us have chosen to do this together to change frequencies with the earth. And that's where it's gone through all these different things of, as far as like the old earth, the new earth, it's just a change of in frequency. And we all need to shift and change. And so that's where the volunteers came in to help the people on the planet to shift frequencies. It's like either you shift or you go somewhere else. And because that's Journey Earth right now is
And again,
we're
this,
shifting.
yeah, there's nothing wrong with any of it.
No.
If you don't shift with it or doesn't resonate for you to do that, you're gonna go where it is resonant. The way I understand it is all the frequencies will always exist. So it's not like if you aren't in the fifth dimension, you're not gonna exist anymore. That's not a thing.
No.
They
What
all
just came
exist.
in? I love this is so cool. I love these analogies, these visuals that are coming in for us today. So what came in for me just now was an amusement park. Okay, you have all these different rides, right? All these different ones, and some resonate, some do not. And so it's like this one. It's like, okay, this is going to do this. Let's say the roller coaster, and you're going to have this experience on everything. It's like, I don't like roller coasters. I don't think I want to do that one. Well, there's nothing against you for not doing that. You just choose another ride. It's like, we're going to go on this one and have this experience. That's kind of what this is. These are all just different experiences that we're having. And they're all happening within the same park. See, and you can pick and choose whatever you want. And this is happens to be the one we're on right now is merry-go-round Earth. Just
And exactly. You can be on the Ferris wheel, you can be on the roller coaster, you can be on Splash Mountain, because who doesn't want a little water in your face eventually? But I do see a question in here that popped up, and I just happened to look when it did. So I think it's important, and that is, how do you know what frequency you're in? And it's like you're in the one you're experiencing. Like, look around you. We say it all the time. Everything that's going on around you is a mirror to you of where you're at. So when you start seeing other people, like when you meet somebody, how do you see them right off the bat? Are you in judgment of them, or are you excited to meet them? Are you seeing the good things of them, or are you picking up their habits and things you don't like? That's telling you where your frequency is at. Again, none of it is wrong, good, bad, different. It just is. It's the experience you're having. And then if you choose to change that experience, you can. If you choose to do what we call evolve, which is kind of like a judgment, but if you choose to change it to a different frequency where you're having a different experience and maybe you enjoy that more, do that.
It goes totally to you. There is no judgment, there's no comparison, there's no nothing. There's this, and they're showing me this visual again that I have a video on it actually where I talk about it, and it's where they showed me it's like a line of these different points. Okay, it's like we have two points. This point, maybe I should start with this. This point is just light it's just real peace. Oh, it's just so wonderful, euphoria, that kind of thing. It's over here. And then this one over here is heavy drama. Okay, so you have these two extremes, right? And so and then we're all in here somewhere between these points, okay? And when we make choices, every time we make a choice, we're moving back and forth. We're moving one way or another. Now, we make a choice that shifts this way, You know, and it's like, oh, that feels so nice. I really like that. You know, I really love this feeling. But see, that's a personal. It's how do you feel with it, right? When you made that choice. And then something happens, we get triggered, whatever, and you do something, it moves this way. It's like, oh, I remember that. I don't care for that one. I want to be more mindful about how I do things. Okay, so I'm going to try to make choices that go this way. See, it's not about comparing. It's not about how do I stack up with anybody else? Where are my frequencies of somebody else? It's me with me. What are my choices doing for me? How do I feel in this journey, this back and forth? And I really like the feeling of this one. So I'm going to do things that shift me that direction as best I can.
You're saying that, and it's making again, here we go with the visuals, and I'll be quick with this analogy. You know, when we become oneness, people, I had a lot of feedback in the earlier times of what is oneness of I don't want oneness, I want to be individual. Well, what they show me for oneness is think of a puzzle where no piece is the same. But in order to get the full picture, all the puzzle pieces got to go together, right? But each piece is different and has to be unique to fit in its spot.
And you need
And
every
that
single
is
piece.
us. We all need to step into our uniqueness. We all need to step in our authenticity to become the frequency that we were meant to be. And when everybody's doing that, then that frequency match becomes the full picture, right? Like the full puzzle. So think of, you know, find your own analogies with this stuff. What works for you when you think about this? What little metaphor or parable works for you to put that story together? But you guys are amazing. You've had amazing questions today. I know we're getting our little
It's pretty
so
close.
we
It's
ran out
not
of
quite
time.
there yet, but it's close.
Okay. So did you have anything else to add to that, or you just
Well,
wanted
we have
to?
2 minutes. 2 minute warning.
Okay.
No, that's good. But that's where that was coming in. It's like it's your own journey. So I really feel like we need to let go of how do I stack up to others and where am I on this, you know, compare, because it's always comparisons. That's 3D world that
Yeah.
does that, you
I
know, that.
promise you, we need you to be right where you're at and doing what you're doing. You're right on course. And you know, your journey to whatever it is your goals are, it's happening. You're here, you're watching us. That means you're exploring things and you're gonna find, yeah, and we're a great place to do
You're
that, especially if you're on my YouTube channel. So, you know, you guys are all in perfect alignment. You cannot screw it up. Just enjoy life as much as you can. That's the big thing. As we enjoy life, we are in those higher frequencies, and that's how we get to the new earth and those experiences that we've all been looking for.
Well, we are in the new earth. It's just a matter of it's. You're defining it as you keep going. So as you start believing that you are there, see you will create the earth that you want. And that's what we've got to understand. And that comes with accepting yourself as you are, your beautiful, unique self. Anything QHHT, go to QHHTofficial.com. If you want to find a practitioner to have a session with, you know, you can go there and look for in your area and see who resonates with you. Tracy also has a coupon code for the course, if you would like to take the course and learn how to help other people get answers to their many, many questions.
Join the family, become a practitioner. The code is the magic is real. You put it in all as one word. The magic is real.
Then also Tracy is in Oregon, so if you would like to go see her and have a session, there
Yeah.
you go.
And companion courses. Let's shout out to those real quick. The level one companion course, there go to the website, QHHTofficial.com, and look up a course. You guys won't regret it. You know, anyone that's taken them, one, they thrive at the at their practice with QHHT, and they learn so much in those courses. So wonderful.
Yeah, they're beautiful. They come after the level one course, or you can take them anywhere in your journey. So, absolutely, and we've got them popping up all over the world.
That's right. And those are in person for those looking for that. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, love
We'll get
you.
called
Thank you
out.
so
Thank you,
much. Thank you,
Tiffany.
Tracy. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Julia.
everybody. Love you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.